And when I came here in 92, this area was still really rough. The guys were literally selling drugs on the front steps of the church. On the front steps. So that's when I got together three other pastors and one of my parishioners, Mr. Braxton, who was on the, been very involved in DC politics for years. Mr. Braxton was on the 5D Police Advisory Commission.
CAC.
Yeah. And so he went to, he said, well, let me go with you because I know all the police officers over there. We went over and started talking to the police about getting them to begin to move the drug boys. I knew enough about how DC politics worked. Just to go myself would do nothing. To call the cops would do nothing. So that actually became the genesis of the Ecumenical Council. I wasn't trying to form an ecumenical endeavor, but I knew how DC politics worked. I needed to get enough other pastors with me. So out of that came what now is known as the North Capital Rhode Island Ecumenical Council. So, but at that point, it was still really rough. During that first 5 years I lived here, my house was broken into probably 8 or 10 times. Became a joke that I always had the newest TV because they stole my other TV. So a couple of my priest friends, every time they came, said, oh, Mike, you got a new TV? I said, yeah, they stole the last one. They were convinced I was hiring folks to steal the TVs, which I wasn't. Literally, I mean, one time, I was probably 1995, 1996, somewhere in that time period. I was on the phone at 11 o'clock at night in the middle of the summer. I heard this loud bang in the back of my house. Told one of my friends, I was talking to one of my college classmates on the phone, John, hold on, I think I'm being broken into. So I put him on hold, went in the kitchen. This guy was standing with a hammer in his hand. He literally had broke, I didn't have a steel door in the back of my house as I do today. And he had broken the doorknob off with a very heavy hammer. He was standing in the kitchen about 6 feet from me with this hammer in his hand. And I was more angry than scared. And he, of course, thought no one was home. He'd been ringing the doorbell, but I didn't answer because I was on the phone talking to my friends. And he said, I'm sorry, and he ran out. So I left my friend in the hold, called the police on the other line, went back and told my friend John, I think I better go now. That guy just broke, and I'll call you back later on and tell you the story. Well, that same guy wasn't too sorry. He came back five more times. He at that point, we didn't have bars on our community center thing. He stole the computers out of our after-school program. He destroyed probably just property damage. It was over $2,500, $3,000 for the broken windows and doors. You add into that all the equipment he stole from computers, microwave, TVs, stereo, anything basically he could sell for crack. He came in through my roof, through my doors, through my back door. He finally got arrested. He was sent to rehab out in Colorado, and word on the street was he came back and actually got his life together. It's one of the rare times when someone actually comes out of jail and does something worthwhile.